This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the roundtable with Indian AI startups at his residence in New Delhi, ahead of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 to be held in India next month. 12 Indian AI startups who have qualified for the AI for All Global Impact Challenge attended the roundtable. During the meeting, they presented their ideas and work. These startups are working in a diverse set of areas, including Indian language foundation models, 3D content using generative AI for e-commerce, marketing and personalized content creation, engineering simulations, healthcare diagnostics and medical research, among others. During the meeting, Prime Minister emphasized that startups and AI entrepreneurs are the co-architects of India's future and said that the country has immense capacity for both innovation and large-scale implementation. He added that India should present a unique AI model to the world that reflects the spirit of Made in India, Made for the World. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh today said that a hybrid model combining artificial intelligence with human intelligence will be critical to build a future-ready, responsive and effective public administration. Addressing a workshop on AI for capacity building, transforming governance in New Delhi, the minister underlined that artificial intelligence should be seen as a powerful means, not as an end in itself, and must always be guided by human judgment and responsibility. On the integration of artificial intelligence into the capacity-building ecosystem, Dr. Singh said it has adopted AI-driven tools such as AI Sarthi, AI Tutor and AI-based capacity-building plans.
AI integration kiya gaya hai.
AI integration has been implemented under AI-driven capacity building through the iGOT platform. AI Sarthi act as a gateway to the iGOT learning ecosystem. The platform also includes an AI tutor that provides personalized learning along with an AI-based capacity building plan that will be useful for various government departments and ministries.
Jo vibhagon ke liye, mantralayon ke liye kaam aayega.
The Enforcement Directorate ED today conducted search operations at 10 locations in West Bengal and Delhi under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act PMLA in connection with coal smuggling syndicate. This includes 6 locations in West Bengal and 4 in Delhi. The ED said its investigation revealed that a coal smuggling syndicate led by Anoop Majhi was involved in illegal coal theft and excavation from Eastern Coalfields Limited leasehold areas in West Bengal. Responding to West Bengal Chief Minister and TMC leader Mamata Banerjee's allegations that attempts were being made to seize important documents, including the party's candidate lists, the ED said no party office was searched and that the operation was not linked to any election. Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan has called for stronger collaboration between government and industry to convert country's food surplus into value-added global exports. Inaugurating the 9th edition of Indus Food 2026 at Expo Mart in Greater Noida today, Mr. Paswan reaffirmed the government's unwavering support to the food processing sector. He highlighted that the reduction in GST rates has helped food processing industry in increasing market access. Narcotics Control Bureau NCB has busted a major international drug trafficking network in a swift operation near the India-Myanmar border and seized 7.3 kilograms of high-grade heroin concealed in 638 soap cases. 2 traffickers were arrested with contraband valued at around 15 crore rupees in the illicit international market. The government has said that the Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat campaign is aimed to reduce the prevalence of child marriage by 10% by 2026 and make India child marriage free by the year 2030. Launched in November 2024 by the Ministry of Women and Child Development, the initiative focuses on eradicating child marriages across the country. Australia clinched the Ashes Series 4-1 after defeating England by 5 wickets in the 5th and final test at Sydney Cricket Ground. On the 5th day, Australia bowled England out for 342 and then chased a target of 160, finishing on 161 for 5. And that is the end of this news bulletin.